Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Some kinds of instruments from the Middle Ages are not likely to evoke pleasant thoughts. Musical instruments, on the other hand, are another story. This week, Harmonia gets medieval on you in a tour of some typical instruments of the period, the viol, recorder, organetto, and the pipe and tabor. La Colombina will also perform in a new release of music by Tomás Luis de Victoria.
Omnibus facientibus eum.
Music of Tomás Luis de Victoria. La Colombina performed the psalm Confitebor. The musical instruments played in the Middle Ages were unusual, varied, and used in a multitude of contexts. The idea of what was standard didn't really exist, but there were classes of instruments, such as keyboards, winds, which were blown, plucked instruments, like a harp, bowed instruments, like today's violin, or percussion, like a drum. Instruments were also grouped by volume, as in loud or soft. The music that was performed was either vocal, dance, or anything in between. One instrument that was both wind and percussion was the pipe and tabor, which has been around since at least the Middle Ages, although it hasn't changed much in the ensuing centuries. Imagine the way a pipe and tabor is played. The performer holds one end of a recorder-like instrument with his left hand while blowing into the other end. Around his left wrist is a leather strap from which hangs a small drum about the size of a tambourine. With his right hand, he beats the drum in time with the music. Sometimes he beats with the music in a straightforward way, and in others he gets kind of funky.
Thank you.
Paul Hochsbroh performed three pieces for pipe and tabor, an instrument that was played in the Middle Ages. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the sounds of instruments from the Middle Ages. Slightly pear-shaped and resembling a large violin, the medieval viol was played either on the shoulder or resting on the legs like a small viola da gamba. It was a very expressive instrument used in accompanying the voice, playing dance or other instrumental music, or even performing arrangements of vocal music. One of its ideal partners was the harp, another instrument widely played in medieval Europe. The viol was played in all parts of society, from peasants to the nobility. It was played at home and at court, as well as for dances and parties. Here's music for the medieval viol. Ensemble Tetractis performs O Sommo Specchio by Nicolas de Perugia, followed by two works by Andreas de Florencia, Presunción da Ignorance and De Che Farò Signore. The performers are Jill Feldman, soprano, Maria Cleary, harp, and viol players Kees Burge and Sylvia Tecardi. Medieval music highlighting the instrument called the viel. Ensemble Tetractis performed music by Nicolas de Perugia and Andreas de Florencia. listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're enjoying performances of medieval music with a focus on some of the instruments heard during the period, including the pipe and tabor, the viol, the organetto, and the recorder. The organetto of the 14th and 15th centuries was no different than the organ, except that it was smaller, much smaller. It was portable and was carried by a strap over the shoulder. It could sit quite easily on a tabletop or on one's lap. The right hand pressed the keys while the left pump the bellows. The organetto was heard alone or with other instruments such as percussion, as we'll hear next. Ensemble per far lieto, Catalina Vicens, organetto, and David Kuchermann, percussion, performs works from the late Middle Ages, including Gherardello de Firenze's Per non far lieto and three anonymous pieces, Per troppo fede, Salso quel monte, and one simply marked 42.
Thank you.
Music of the Middle Ages played on the organetto, a small portable organ. The performers were Per Faglietto, Catalina Vicens, organetto, and David Kuchermann, percussion. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to instruments that were played in the Middle Ages. Today, the recorder is associated with school children all over the world who are introduced to the fundamentals of music by playing melodies on it. Yet the recorder in some form has been around since at least the Middle Ages, when it was used to play vocal and dance music of all varieties. Its use as a teaching tool came much, much later. Professional musicians normally had a main instrument and played the recorder on the side, sometimes in a consort. Ensemble Rayuela performed medieval music by Jacopo de Bologna and an anonymous 15th century composer from their 2005 Olive Label recording entitled Instrumental Music with Recorders between 1300 and 1650. Our new release of the week comes from the K617 label. The vocal group La Colombina has reconstructed a Vespers service by Tomás Luis de Victoria from a manuscript located in Rome. The recording marks a world premiere of Victoria's composition. Here's music of Tomás Luis de Victoria. The Magnificat Secundi Toni is performed by the vocal quartet La Colombina. A Magnificat by Tomás Luis de Victoria. La Colombina performed an excerpt from their recent release on the K617 label. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.